USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders making another run for the Democratic presidential nomination, making the announcement in an interview on Vermont Public Radio this morning.
We began the political revolution in the 2016 campaign, and now it's time to move that revolution forward and make sure that that vision, those ideas, are implemented into policy.
The 77-year-old Sanders says he's running to oppose President Trump and enact many of the progressive ideas that he, Sanders, championed in 2016, including universal health care, a $15 minimum wage, and reducing student debt. The president's emergency declaration at the southern border spurring a lawsuit by the Democratic attorney generals of 16 states led by California's AG, who calls the emergency declaration presidential overreach. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
He's trying to sell a book, but the mere fact is that he's a liar.
That's White House Strategic Communications Director Mercedes Schlapp, who says that former FBI Director Andrew McCabe has no credibility, and he's been accused by President Trump of treasonous acts. That after McCabe's 60 Minutes interview on Sunday night.
He was obviously fired by the FBI. We know he's lied on multiple occasions, including under oath, and he's a partisan hack.
Meanwhile, after McCabe claimed that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was willing to wear a wire to record President Trump to perhaps have him thrown out of office, a charge that Rosenstein has repeatedly denied, there are multiple reports that Rosenstein will leave his post next month and that a nomination for his replacement could be announced as soon as this week. Longtime consumer advocate David Horowitz has died. He was best known for an Emmy-winning TV show called Fight Back. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A small-town Alabama newspaper editor says the nation would be better off if the Ku Klux Klan would just clean out Washington, D.C. He's named Goodlow Sutton, and he edits the Democrat Reporter in Linden, about 2 hours west of Montgomery. In an editorial published on Valentine's Day, he called for the Klan to, quote, night riot again against Democrats in the Republican Party and Democrats who are plotting to raise taxes in Alabama. Chicago police still want to talk with Empire actor Jussie Smollett, his spokesman saying last night that the actor's attorneys are keeping up an active dialogue with cops on his behalf. Police reportedly investigating whether the actor paid two associates from the program to stage his own assault. Smollett saying he was attacked last month by two men who made racist and homophobic comments and put a noose around his neck. In the past couple of days, Smollett has said he was outraged at the suggestion that it was all a hoax. And the U.S. sailor kissing a nurse to celebrate the end of World War II in an iconic photograph has died. The Providence Journal reports George Mendonza died in Middletown, Rhode Island, back on Sunday. He only came forward to speak about him being the one in that photograph decades after it happened. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.